This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
Well, this is Mountain Home's basketball to start this second quarter as they trail Searcy 15-11. Baylor Crusoe's will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. Gets into Wyatt Gilbert, and he'll walk it in across the timeline. We are back underway. Gilbert throws over to Bashir's on the right side. Up top to Crusoe's. Crusoe's dribbles to the left wing. Throws it up top to Bashir's. Bashir's now down to Jones in the lane. He's going to go down to the low block for the layup. It rolls around, will not go. Man, just kind of hung on the rim. Searcy gets the rebound. Here's Love back the other way for the Lions. And he's going down into the lane for the reverse layup. He gets it, and he is fouled. We are 35 seconds, and they need to stop the clock right now. Baylor Crusoe's picks up his second personal foul, team foul number four against Mountain Home. So it will be Griffin Love at the free throw line to try to convert the three-point play. Love's free throw is up and in. He is now 3 of 3 from the free throw line with 5 points. And it is 18-11, Mountain Home leading it. Searcy leading it. A little over 7 minutes left to the first half. Here's Gilbert into the front court, throws over to Bashir's on the right wing. Now up top to Cruz. Cruz will dribble to the left side. Gives down to Bashir's in the corner. His three-pointer is up and good. Hunter Bashir's with his first 3 points of the night. 18-14, Searcy leading it. 6:47 left of the half. Here's Caldwell into the front court for the Lions. That's home in a man-to-man. Caldwell has the ball knocked away from him and stolen by Hunter Bashir's. First turnover against Searcy. Bashir's will give it to Peters, who goes into the lane for the spinning layup. No good. And the ball is knocked around, controlled by Hicks, and he gets it to Love, who will bring it into the front court. Love will throw it to Caldwell, and just as he does, he's called for the offensive foul. Who do they call that foul on? They call that on Zach Killens, who's not in the game. So that's going to be the second turnover against Searcy. I don't know who that foul's on. That's their first team foul. They call that on Zach Killens, who's not in the game right now. The ball goes to Gilbert on the left wing. Now pass is knocked away, but Cruz is able to get it. Here is Cruz drilling to the right wing, throwing it up top to Ben. Back over to Cruz on the right side. Now Hunter Bashir's heads up top. Over to Benton on the left wing. He goes cross court to Bashir's. Bashir's drills to the right corner, almost lost the handle of the ball. Now kicks out to Gilbert. Now back to Bashir's near the right corner. Up top to Cruz. Gives it to Jones in the lane, and a foul. He's going to be fouled from behind as he takes that pass. That foul is on Peyton Wright, his first personal foul, team foul number two against Searcy. So Mountain Home inbound on the baseline with 5:45 left of the first half. Gilbert takes the inbound pass from the right corner. He goes, pulls up the running jumper, hits the side of the backboard, no good. Hicks gets the rebound. He's quickly back the other way, and an intentional foul is going to be called on Wyatt Gilbert. So not only is Freddie Hicks going to give two free throws, Searcy's going to keep the ball with 5:38 left of the half. Wyatt Gilbert picks up his first personal foul, team foul number five against Mountain Home. So Freddie Hicks at the free throw line, where so far he's 1 of 1 with 6 points. Hicks' first free throw was up and in. Here is Hicks' second shot is up and good. He gets both. He's now 3 of 3 from the free throw line with 8 points. Josh Fulcher pleading his case. It's an argument he's not going to win. So 5:38 left, 20-14. Searcy leading it, and they will keep possession. Caldwell trigger the inbound pass on the baseline, gets into Hicks up near the top. He dribbles a little more to the left wing, pulls up for the three-pointer, no good, and an offensive rebound by Young for just a little bit. He loses the handle of the ball, goes out of bounds, and Searcy will turn it over with Less than 5.5 minutes left of the first half. Mountain Home with the ball, trailing by six. Here's Gilbert into the front court, throws over to Cruz on the right side. Now top to Bashirs. Down to Jones in the paint. He's going to put up the hook shot. Shot was blocked. Boy, that looked like could have been a goaltending because I thought that ball was on its way down. Here's Caldwell throwing it up top to right. He's going to put up the three-pointer. Good. And now Mount Tom's going to take a timeout, and we'll break with them. 5:03, let's play in the first half. Mountain Home trailing Searcy 23-14. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
So Searcy's lead is built up to 9 with 5:03 left to play in the first half. 23-14 our score. Mountain Home takes their first timeout. Now coming out of the timeout, Benton will walk the ball across the timeline for the Bombers. Throws over to Peters on the right side. Peters going down towards lane. Now kicks up to Cruz. He dribbles to the elbow. Now it gives to Benton. Now Peters heads up top. Over to Cruz on the right side. Cruz will dribble toward the free throw line. Picks up his drill, gives it to Bashirs on the left. Now he's going down into the lane, and he's going to be tripped up from behind. Damian Young picks up his first personal foul, team foul number 3 against the Lions. 4:41 left to play of the half. 9-point Searcy advantage. Bashirs will trigger an inbound pass on the baseline, gets into Benton in the right corner. Now he's going to dribble down into lane, kicks it to Jones there, right under the basket. He puts up the layup, good. Matt Jones with his first 2 points of the night. 23-16, Searcy leading it with 4.5 minutes left of the half. Caldwell throws it to right, over the left side goes to Love, down to Hicks on the low block. He puts up the layup, and he's only called for the offensive foul. Freddie Hicks picks up his second personal foul, team foul number 4 against Searcy, and their fourth turnover of the night. 4:22 left of the half. Mounts on with the ball. Searcy leading by 7. 23-16 our score. Benton into the front court. Dribbles to the right side. Tries to give it up top to Jones. He wasn't ready for the pass. It goes off his hands and right into the hands of Peyton Wright. Third turnover against Mountain Home. Back the other way. Love going up for the layup. Good. Griffin Love now with 7 points. Talon Benton looking to inbound. He finally does to Hunter Bashirs. Now gives it back to Benton, who will bring it into the front court. 3:50 left of the first half. A 9-point Searcy lead. Here's Benton throwing it to Peters on the right side. Peters drills near the free throw line. Now kicks up top to Cruz. Cruz will drill to the right elbow. Has the ball knocked away from him. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Searcy. And it will be Mountain Home inbounding on the far sideline. Wyatt Gilbert checking in for Mountain Home, replacing Talon Benton. And Damian Young will take a seat as he's replaced by Landon Hambrick. Bashirs inbounds it from the far sideline to Peters in the right corner. Back to Bashirs on the wing. Now Gilbert has it near the top. Over to Cruz on the left side. Up top to Peters. Peters going down into the lane, and he's going to be fouled before he can get the layup off. So it'll be Mounts Home inbound and once again on the baseline. Griffin Love picks up his first personal foul, team foul number 5 against Searcy. 3:25 left to play of the first half. Inbound pass goes to Gilbert on the right corner. Down to Jones. Now out to Cruz on the right wing. His three-pointer will not go. Scramble for the rebound controlled by Landon Hambrick. And back comes Searcy. Love quickly into the front court for the Lions. He'll throw it up top to Wright, who pulls up for the three-pointer. Good. Peyton Wright with 6 points. And it is a double-digit lead for Searcy. 28-16, our score is 3 minutes left to play in the first half. Here is Gilbert with it on the left wing. Throws it up to Bashirs. Now Peters has it near the top. Over to Cruz on the right side. Now up top to Bashirs. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Hunter Bashirs with 6 points. Now to home. Cuts the margin back to 9. 28-19, our score with 2:40 left of the half. Hicks with it up top. Goes over to Wright on the right side. Now up top to Hicks. He'll take the screen from Wright. pulls up at the free throw line for the jumper. No good. And the rebound controlled by Jones, and back comes Mountain Home. Ball goes into the front court to Cruz. He dribbles down into the lane, and he's going to be called. Nope, they're going to call a blocking foul on Searcy. I thought they were about to call a charge on Luke Cruz. But so Mountain Home will inbound it on the baseline. That was the last foul Searcy had to give. Griffin Love picks up his second personal foul, team foul number six against the Lions. 2:18 left of the first half. Inbound pass goes to Jones. He tips it right back up and in. Matt Jones with 4 points. 28-21, Searcy leading it. 2:10 left of the half. Caldwell has it near the top. Now he dribbles a little more to the left side. Throws up top to Hicks. Over on the right side, it goes to Hambrick. Now up top to Wright. Wright finds Love cutting into the lane. His layup was blocked by Cruz, and he's going to be fouled from behind. A 1-1 coming up for Luke Cruz. With 1:55 left of the first half. That's the seventh team foul against Searcy. You're supposed to be, I thought. Or they call, what did they call there? Okay, must have called something else. So then, I guess they said he stepped on the baseline. I thought they were calling a foul there. Here's Gilbert into the front court, throwing it over to Bashirs. Now top to Cruz, over to Gilbert on the left wing. Now down to Jones in the lane for the layup, and it goes in. Well, Matt Jones with six quick points for the Bombers, and they have cut Lions' lead to 5, 28-23 with a minute and a half left of the first half. Here's Love with it on the left wing for Searcy. Ball goes down to Wright just outside the lane. Now kicks out to Hicks on the left side. Up top to Hambrick. Over to Wright on the left wing. Now up top to Hambrick. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Bashirs. And he's going to be fouled from behind. And now 1-1's coming up for Mountain Home. Peyton Caldwell picks up his first personal foul, team foul number 7 against the Lions. So 1-1 coming up for Hunter Bashirs with 1:14 left of the half. Damian Young checking back in for the Lions as Caldwell will take a seat. So Hunter Bashirs at the free throw line. This will be Mountain Home's first trip this evening to the Charity Stripe. Bashir's first free throw is up. It rolls around and goes in, so he does earn the bonus. And he can make it a one-possession game once again with this second free throw. Bashir's second shot is up. It rolls around and he gets both. He now has 8 points along the second quarter. 28-25, Searcy leading it. 1:12 left of the half. Hicks into the front court, gives it to Wright, finds a cutting Love going into the lane for the layup. Good. Griffin Love with 9 points. Back to a two-possession game. 30-25, Searcy leading it. Less than a minute left of the half. Here's Gilbert with it up top. Dribbles to the left elbow, gives it to Peters, who dribbles to the free throw line. Now finds Cruz. Cruz dribbles to the right side, 45 seconds. Now gives up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's going into the lane. Tried to give it to Jones. Pass was knocked away. It's stolen by Searcy. Fourth turnover against Mountain Home. Ball goes into Hicks in the front court, and Searcy may hold for the last shot of the period. Hicks dribbling up near the half-court stripe. And I think that's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to try to hold for the last shot of the quarter, of the half, that is. 19 seconds left. Down to 15. Hicks still dribbling up at the top. 10 seconds. Now they're going to start to run a play, I believe. 6 seconds as Hicks takes the screen, drills to the right side, gives it there to Hambrick. Back to Hicks. He's going to pull up for a three-pointer on the right side. In and out, no good. Jones gets the rebound. We've reached the end of the first half. Well, Searcy had built a double-digit margin, but Mountain Home has come back and cut to 5, our score at the break. Lions leading Mountain Home 30-15. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.